Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCutcheon from the 78th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Arsalan Amiri and screenwriter of the film that we will be talking about, co-screenwriter of the film, we'll be talking about Ida Panahande. So, first of all, thank you very much for joining us. It's a real pleasure to have you here. And secondly, the film that you're presenting is called Zalava, and it's wonderful. So I'm happy to talk with you about it. This is kind of the annoying first question, but some of the listeners may not be familiar with the film yet. Would you mind, introducing it in your own words?
Zalava is about the belief. You know, the story came from my grandfather's story. This is a kind of myth, you know, in Muslims. They believe a kind of demon, like they say, the jinn. Jinn is a kind of demon, and Muslims believe that. But the concept is about belief, and one of my grandfathers told me a story. He captured a jinn by pinning a
nail.
Yeah, a nail, you know, captured a jinn and like a slave. And that jinn came like a slave, did some work for my grandfather. For example, bringing water, taking care of sheep, you know. And this story inspired me to make by this idea my first feature film. This story was the starting point for me for writing a script, and I told the idea to Ida, and we started to write screenplay. And now, after 7 years, we have a film, and we are here.
And I must say once again that it's a great film. You mentioned the folkloric tale superstition and all of these different traditions that served as a starting point for you. We must say that they also serve as a starting point to also examine how those beliefs maybe are dangerous too, right? I mean, it's also the dark side of these beliefs, right?
You know, the dark side. The dark side is in this film. Is how we treat with strange belief. For me, it doesn't matter the demon is exist or does not exist, but how we treat with some people has this kind of strange belief. If we do some violence, talk hard to them, and you know, چیزشون تحقیرشون کنیم, and humiliate. It makes tragedy, it makes fight, you know. But if we only talk and we talk with them and be tolerate to something like agnosticism, you know, I don't know is exist or not exist, but humanity is more important. If we want to اونا رو میخواییم مجاب بکنیم که باورشون داره. Yeah, to convince them to our belief, this is the start point of violence and everything. And we have this kind of experience in Middle East.
Yeah, all right. That's an interesting point you raise up. So in the film, we do see that it's really like a failure to communicate too. That is a lot of the problem, right? So you feel that this failure to communicate is very much part of what's going on, what's been happening for a long time in the Middle East too.
First, let me say hello and thank you for having us.
The pleasure.
Thank you. And yeah, as you said, I think the most important problem is communication in Middle East and maybe other parts of the world. Especially when you are, talking about fanaticism, you know, people that are dogmatic about an issue or about a belief or thinking, then you have to be very, very careful, you know, dealing with these kind of people. Yeah. Because when you want to be harsh with them, they become more radical and radical and radical, you know.
Right.
So the point is that I think Arsalan is one of mentioning that we have to be very, very kind of be careful about this kind of people and start to communicate with them, as you mentioned, talk.
Yeah.
And be smooth with them. to change something. Otherwise, nothing will be changed.
Right, right. Which is difficult to do, right? To
It's very difficult. It's very difficult to talk with this kind of people and to tolerate these people. First, you have to tolerate someone and then, you know, start to talk.
I feel like it's not even just in the Middle East. I feel like there's a lot of that happening here in the United States. You know, we see it happening. The question always is, what do we do? And I guess what you said is, we know it's communication. That's really the issue. That's what we have to find a solution for. Speaking about the filmmaking side of things, I also found this to be... It's not the type of film that feels heavy. It's quite entertaining, I thought. It's fun to watch, even, I would say.
Yeah.
Is this an intention of yours to communicate these powerful messages, but also do it in a way that doesn't alienate the viewer?
Yeah. If we have a message, we should communicate with the audience first, you know, and they absorb the story by fun, by a kind of melodrama, a kind of thriller. This film makes it a bit good. I try to be good storyteller first. Then I tried to hide the message between the story, you know. The cinema is important, not message. If we want to hear the message, we can, you know, you can hear a radio and newspaper. First, cinema, next, subtext and some things to tell. Because of that, I try to make a film entertainment. Yeah.
So you're not worried if somebody watches the film and maybe they don't even understand the message, but they still have a good time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Final question. We have to wrap it up, and actually we really need to wrap it up. But just I want to know, because, you know, you guys are sitting here in front of me. I'd like to know about how your creative collaboration started and how you guys know each other and what your creative partnership is like.
Okay. We were in a university, and... I fall in love with Aida after that.
20 years ago.
Yeah, we are classmates.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
Both students of cinema.
Yeah.
Both students of cinema.
Cinema brought you together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we continued collaboration. I was as a screenwriter and editor. I worked with Aida. Aida is a director and... Did more than 50 years. I was co-screenwriter and editor. Aida was director. Now we changed the role only this film. And Aida is co-writer. Yeah, and I am director. Yeah,
that's wonderful. Well, Zalaba is a wonderful film, but I'm sure we'll be looking forward to seeing more works by you guys. And hopefully we'll be able to have a chat about it, about those ones as well. In the meantime, again, I tell our listeners that the film is called Zalava. I urge you all to check it out if you're listening. And thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.